India's government is watching the situation in Iraq very closely and hopes the fighting ends soon. Iraqi diplomats in India are struggling to get word from their government. Foreign Ministry spokesman Navtesh Sarna says the Indian government is concerned about the humanitarian situation in Iraq and hopes law and order will soon be restored in the country.
Their concern is for the immediate end to the war, for the early withdrawal of the forces, for the humanitarian needs of the people of Iraq, and the question of maintaining the sovereignty, territorial integrity of Iraq.
After 3 weeks of fighting, the U.S.-led coalition controls most of Iraq, including Baghdad. The government of Saddam Hussein appears to have collapsed, and none of its senior officials have been seen in more than 24 hours. Iraq's embassy in New Delhi was open for business on Thursday. However, the embassy's third secretary, who has to be identified only by the name Haitham, says the eight Iraqi diplomats have had no contact with Baghdad for nearly 2 weeks. Their main concern, he says, is for family members in Iraq.
They are looking for their families. Since 9 days, we didn't have any connection with our families there. And the situation there, it's not clear till now. Nothing officially we received. We are here officials representing our country, just waiting until the situation finished and became clear for us all.
The Iraqi diplomat says he and his colleagues are getting nearly all of their information from Arabic-language television stations such as Al Jazeera. He says he and his fellow diplomats are government employees and will follow any instructions they receive from Baghdad. There is no ambassador in India. The previous ambassador was transferred out of the country some time ago, and no replacement ever arrived. Across the street from the Iraqi embassy at the Vasant Vihar market, businessman Ajay Mittal says he supports the coalition effort to disarm Iraq. However, Mr. Mittal, expressing a widely held view in India, says the United States follows a double standard when it comes to fighting the spread of weapons of mass destruction and terrorism.
If terrorism is concerned, they follow their own rules. If, as far as India is concerned, they said Pakistan is not interfering in any way in India for the terrorism purpose.
U.S. officials have said India must not use the war to disarm Iraq as a pretext to attack Pakistan. Washington says attempts by India to draw parallels between the Iraq and Kashmir situations are wrong. India accuses Pakistan of sponsoring Islamic separatists in Kashmir, a charge Pakistan denies. Two of the three wars India and Pakistan have fought have been over the divided province, which is predominantly Muslim. Jim Teeple, VOA News, New Delhi.